one.
Welcome to the Memorial Day. Labor Day. I always get those confused.
Love it.
Do you get those confused?
No. Okay. Memorial Day, the beginning of summer.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Well,
is
happy
the day
late
where
Memorial
dreams,
Day.
Yeah. It's the day where dreams die. Yes. Right. Happy late Memorial Day.
Labor Day. So, yeah, we're here. I'm Justin T. Weller.
I'm Cam Pierce.
And there's nothing we'd rather do than spend our Labor Day here with you to talk about probably nothing. Which is
I'd rather
what's
buy
on the
a winning lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. Yeah, I'd rather win the Powerball than be here. But there's not much else I'd rather do.
Okay.
It's only one thing.
I agree. I would also rather win millions of dollars than do this show right now, if given the choice.
I think, given the choice.
I would choose that 11 out of 10 times.
Ooh, good one.
And before we start our discussion, don't forget that new episodes of this show, The True Chat Show, are available every Monday through Friday. Even on holidays, like Labor Day, we're still here for you, which you're happy about and thankful for. So how was your weekend, Cam? You got a bunch of meat.
Dude, I got a bunch of meat. I'm done with you Maple Lane fools. I trained a somewhat okay replacement for me.
Hard judgment.
Yeah, hard judgment.
Ooh,
he's a bit of a whiner. Ooh. He's a vocal whiner. I'm more of an internal whiner. He's a vocal whiner, so get ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played a ton of Magic the Gathering this weekend. I'm pretty sure
I played...
Is that
the nerd card thing?
Yeah, that's nerd card thing, yes. That's 9 games or so, and a game lasts about 45 minutes to an hour.
Whoa.
So, yeah. I've been getting my money's worth out of those cards that I spent $150 for, so it's a good time.
Yeah?
Yep.
Great. So, but you left some behind, which apparently weren't important.
Oh, I grabbed them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They weren't important to... the decks that I currently have. They were just tokens and my spin down, which keeps track of my life. It's a little dice.
Okay, so you did that. What did you do yesterday?
I watched some football. Football!
How was that?
God, that was really fun.
Without an analysis of the game, who did you watch and how did you feel?
Michigan, Florida. Watched some of that. Watched some Alabama, Florida State. Big Ten looked good. So that's exciting.
Big Ten look good?
Yep, Big Ten look very good.
Yeah, good.
Top to bottom, I think Big Ten's probably your best conference right now.
Ooh.
Which will be an opinion on a sports show that I will release today.
So you were still in Urbana yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yes.
Did you watch the game
with anybody?
Oh,
on Sunday I didn't watch any football. Sorry, that was Saturday games.
Yep. Yeah. Yesterday would be Sunday.
Crap.
Since today is Monday.
Sorry.
That is...
But I also... Did I watch any football on Sunday? No, I didn't, and I should have, because I missed a great Texas A&M UCLA game. Like, one of the best games of college football, I would say, has been played in the last 10 years.
It's a bold claim.
One, Texas A&M was up 44-10 and ended up losing 45-44. Gave up 35.
Sadness.
Yeah, gave up 35 straight points.
How does that even happen?
In a quarter and a half. No idea.
How does one allow that to
No idea, but I'm pretty sure Texas A&M coaches is going to get fired. Like, literally all of them.
Yeah. How do you just not feel like you're absolutely the worst people to ever live?
Oh, they're literally, it's halfway through the third, and they score that touchdown that puts them up 44-10, and they've got a kid on the sideline with a scepter doing this. Like, they're like, we won the game. We're up 34 points. They can't score 35 points in a quarter and a half. And
that's
what
you get for making judgment before the fat lady sings.
And then, Kevin Sumlin's our coach, and he's probably about to get fired.
So I am sending you, and hopefully it is arriving.
Virginia Tech, West Virginia was also a good game yesterday that I watched a little bit of.
Yeah?
One more college football game tonight to end the first opening weekend.
So far, is it a potential 10 out of 10 week?
Yes, and there was no Game of Thrones.
Assuming that Sunday is the start of the week.
Yes. So no Game of Thrones this week, which I'm kind of glad about because Game of Thrones this season disappointed me a little bit overall. Ooh. Has a lot of great moments, but as a season is very lacking, and its last two episodes were kind of poopy, in my opinion.
Great.
Yep.
So, but it is a potential 10 out of 10 a week.
Yep.
So Cam's hyped.
Yep. Watching Kill Bill for the first time today. Kill Bill Volume 1 for the weekly screen.
Woo.
That's a Tarantino movie. Tarantino, my favorite director. So,
as I teased last week, updates to show logos has been occurring.
Woo woo woo.
And if you're an app user, you would see them. And I just emailed Camden the revisions to three shows that he is on. I know. I sent you all of them so that you could react to them. I mean, they're basically.
Oh, you put a PlayStation 2 2 controller in the Nerdcast logo. How adorable.
So they've all been updated. And we're
so the True Chat Show logo is just the change of the font, or just the change of the color.
And removing, you can see with all of them, we're removing a lot of stuff that made them busy, and also that you probably never read anyway. So we're just going back to the name and perhaps a brief description if it's necessary.
The guy's head is the O in sports?
Yeah.
Okay. I I like him.
There is actually an O there.
I see it, yeah.
But,
I see
it. Yeah. It just so happened that in spacing, that is where...
it's where he went?
Yeah.
Could you have gotten rid of him?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yes, but not without lots of work.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah.
See, because what I do is just get
small
rid of
updates,
the player.
But, like, the Nerdcast is just...
Yeah, Nerdcast is just a brand new logo. Yep,
totally new.
True Chat Show, I like that update. True Sports Show leaves a little bit to be desired.
Yep. Okay. So we got a solid 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. Yep. 66%.
And the last one is a All right. Well,
I just get rid of the player. I can do it. Give me the Photoshop. I'll ruin the whole logo.
All right. We'll give him a copy and see.
Yeah.
See what we come up with.
See if I can do it.
Yeah. Well, there is a way in the square logo where you could just probably crop him out altogether.
Yeah.
But I don't think that wouldn't work. It wouldn't be that easy in the horizontal logo, the regular logo, the main logo, if you will.
The main logo.
Yep. So the only one of those three that I think that I'm almost as happy with as the State of Us new logo is probably the Nerdcast.
I wish the N was capitalized. I know that's the font.
Yeah, I know.
But like, because I mean, yeah.
It's kind of like a derpy N.
Yeah, it's a derpy N. But it's it adds to the charm.
Yeah.
Because now we kind of look like the Aircast. A-E-R. Cast.
What's Aircast?
Nothing. It means nothing.
Okay.
I have no idea what it means. Because it's an N, but it's just a big arc.
That's right.
So
yeah, updates. Haven't figured out what we're doing with the...
I like the Nerdcast one.
The weekly screen.
God, that's a good one.
I got a couple good ideas for the weekly
screen. God, I can smell the weird rubber stuff that they put on the PS2 controllers.
Yeah.
Like, because it's such a good high-res photo of them.
Yep. It brings it all back.
Brings it all back.
Yep. So there you go. Camden's live reaction. Wasn't that fun?
Yeah. Oh, I got a topic if you got nothing else you want to talk about.
What's our time at? Because I didn't start my
timer. You're at 8 minutes.
Great. I'm now going to start it. manually keep track.
Yeah. You were actually at 7:50.
Okay. Well.
Anyway. But 8 minutes is way easier to keep track of.
Yep. So you wanted to talk about something?
Yeah. Okay, so
I heard one of the big
complaints.
Oh,
that
got a present. Sorry,
what?
That's my update. Brett ordered these.
Okay,
they're from this company that supports.
It's Brett Skeel. God,
like in Dubai or something, and it supports local artisans when you purchase these things, and it's made of super strong nylon. And it's a bracelet for those of you who obviously can't see this. And the centerpiece is water buffalo bone. Discarded water buffalo bone.
You hear that, Alex?
Yeah.
It's water buffalo bone. Discarded. Discarded water
buffalo bone. That's nuts. I don't know. They probably can't hear most of what
you're right. They can't hear me at all. I was opening the door for Alex. I don't know who locked it. Was it you?
Yeah.
Why'd you lock the door?
A force of habit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Demons.
I figured that Alex
demons
had,
you all.
You know, keys you that would allow him
okay,
to enter.
You know what? I said I wanted to talk about something, but now I want to talk about something different.
Okay.
Do you two not feel like you can defend yourselves when you're in your own home completely awake?
Yeah, but why leave it open?
Who cares? Somebody's just going to walk right in?
Yeah. Yes.
And then I have the ability to kill that human
you're
being
right.
if I so desire.
But if it was locked, you would just avoid that holding the potential
no, but
of that
I, but
encounter.
See, but what if I wanted to see? But then I get a free kill. That's my bloodletting, baby. All
right. Well, I guess if you're that kind of murderer who just hopes for chance
I'm
that
a,
one day
know,
some random
it,
person's going to walk in.
When it comes
in.
To my serial killing, I'm a trapdoor spider. I leave my door open and allow my prey to come to me.
A trapdoor spider. Jesus. Well,
that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah. It's been a great conversation so far. And when you tune in to the True Sports Show, you'll be sure to hear Cam and his team discussing the newest from all corners of the sports world. Coverage based on merit, not market size, brings you a fresh sports experience. Tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by 6 p.m. In addition to the True Sports Show, True Chat has a full selection of programs on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more, so be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app, T-R-U-E-C-H-A-T. And if you want to join the discussion, tweet at truechatinc, the social media we don't use, or leave a comment on our app or website.
Yep.
So, you had something else you wanted to talk about, other than the...
I'd also like to give Alex Cannon's credit for a really good yard sale joke that no one heard. Murderer. Boy, it was good. But yeah, besides for me, my murder tactics. Okay, I've been listening to sports talk all day, because I'm going to do a show later.
That's right.
And it's been a big issue that football players are complaining about that, you know, well, when I play football, I'm going to get CTE, and I'm going to have things wrong with my mind, right?
Yeah.
So the trade-off here would be generational wealth for you and your family as long as you can stay in the NFL because you're making
right
seven
or you just
seven figures.
Have a non-idiot invest the money you make and then you don't have to stay in the NFL.
Well, right, but you have to at least be in the NFL right. for 3 to 5 years yeah. to make
long
that kind
make,
of generational
yes,
wealth
yes.
that can really set you for life and set your kids for life.
Yeah.
So you're trading yeah. that for, you know, 5 to 7 years, depending on how good you are as a player, because you got to get your rookie deal out of the way, which is 3 or 4, and then you get to sign another 3-year deal, which barely anyone does anyway, so you only are in for about 3.5 years or so. Or, to make generational wealth of that same, you know, caliber, you become a high-level executive at a company for 30 to 35 years and never do anything fun, never have any free time, waste away, but then you have that generational wealth. Like, so I'm not necessarily understanding where we get to the point where it's like, nah, this is bad for football players because they don't get this generational wealth. And we can have the conversation, obviously, should they have to go to college for 3 years? Because I think that's all BS. If you can make the money, go make your money. But like, I'm very confused as to how people, because maybe they don't know how bad it is for high-level executives when you work 60 hours a week and you know, you slave away and you have to be at the office at these certain times unless you're, you know, the big wig who's been here forever who can get some time off. But even sometimes those guys have to be in the office all the time. So I guess maybe I'm just looking at it and saying, well, yeah, the reason that football players make generational wealth is because of the risk to their bodies and they're the best at what they do. But the same thing happens over here where 60 hours a week on a body with any sort of health condition also puts that sort of life-threatening or, you know, at least life-depreciating strain on a body to make that generational wealth. So I'm not sure how we don't, like, compare those two things. Like, yeah, these football players are going to be in trouble, but even if they went and got a business degree and started their own business, they'd still work 60 to 80 hours a week, not do anything fun, and have adverse effects to their body. So I guess I'm not sure, are we weighing them differently or what? That's my yeah. topic.
They're being observed differently because of the condensed time of the nature of sports versus the lifelong career of doing it another way, which I think is also to say that, you know, the risk reward is certainly less in the get a career and work hard situation. But the reward
less.
Is also less. I mean, there are not a lot of even hardworking people who ever become one of those executives, and even if they do become one of those executives that are making the kind of money you make in the NFL, there's like almost none of them. But as far as, I mean, I suppose it depends on what we qualify as generational wealth, because so much of that obviously has to do with there's stupid NFL players who get out and they waste all their money and there's nothing left.
They got Lamborghinis.
Don't invest
though.
Any of it. And likewise, there's, you know, executives who are making between 100K and 200K who invest really smart and have plenty of money left over for their kids, and their wealth just, you know, grows forever.
Right.
So it's, you know, assuming that we're not discussing all of those variables, which we could do, obviously, but for sake of discussion, pretending that those things don't exist, I think the risk reward is definitely less for in both situations for working a career. I also think that, I mean, I hope that there's plenty of people out there executive wise who, while they have that vacation, some of it's by personal choice because it's what they're addicted to. It's what they're good at and they like doing it, you know?
All right.
So it's not just that some, I mean, I do think some of them obviously hate it. But there's plenty, I'm sure,
that love it. Yeah, they're workaholics.
That's exactly why they do it.
That's why they're where they are.
Right. Same reason why, hypothetically, football players play football. Although some of them, I'm sure, don't like it and do it for the money.
Yeah, they do it for the money. And some people, I'd say, you know, especially back in the day when they weren't making a ton of money, but I'd say, you know, the likes of a Ray Lewis really liked the wealth that it gained them. But you don't get that up and that excited and, you know,
right,
coming out the tunnel. Yeah, you're loving what you're doing right there. Like, you can't fake that. And or you're a sociopath. Like, that's the
also
that's
possible.
Fair enough. Which, I mean, you know, killing those people, which he may or may not have done. Probably could have been a sociopath. He struck me as the most emotional human being that was like, yeah, I love football. And killing people. But, you know, he's a trapdoor spider, too. No, wait a minute. That's OJ, who had the cheater and the wife.
Yeah.
Who did Ray Lewis kill, not kill?
He didn't kill any.
Well, he didn't get charged with killing anyone.
That's
but
right.
He was around people who died.
Yeah. Could be. Who knows? Maybe.
he's kind of... Yeah, that's
Ray.
That's a bad joke. I'm not going to make it. Just kidding.
Poor Ray Lewis.
Oh. No. Come on now. Poor Ray Lewis. Give me a break. give me an actual break. Who did he kill, not kill? Did he trapdoor spider him? Let him come into his own house and
I'm working on it.
I have you.
Well, yeah. The first thing you get when you Google Ray Lewis crime is slayings not forgotten, Ray Lewis not forgiven, USA Today.
Love it.
I was like, Jesus.
Slayings.
That's from January 10th, 2013.
He didn't even get convicted of those.
No.
He didn't even write a book like OJ did after the fact admitting that he killed him.
That's right.
If I had slay.
Yeah, so...
a Ravens call. If I did slay. Mm. He played for the Baltimore Ravens.
He pleaded
Ravens.
Guilty.
That's a funnier joke if you knew who he played for.
He pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, at least they got him for something.
The story of Ray Lewis.
They got Al Capone on tax evasion. They got Ray Lewis on a one-month charge of obstruction of justice.
Hmm.
Are you reading his entire story?
Well, I'm reading this USA Today article about slayings not forgotten, Ray Lewis not forgiven. What a headline.
You know, kind of like OJ, he just kind of had to take a stab at it.
I guess. Their murders remain unsolved.
Yeah, I bet they do. Dude, OJ Simpson's out of jail in like a month. Dude, that's pretty nuts. Isn't it like a month? When did he get out? October or November? Yeah, so that's next
Yay.
Month. Oh my God, Destiny 2 comes out tomorrow. Holy crap, I'm pre-ordering that today.
Yeah?
Let's go. Yeah, dude. Destiny 2 is going to be my life this
there's
week.
There's the other
I'm gonna
thing.
I'm going to work out and then come home and play Destiny.
I knew there was something else. Yesterday.
What's that?
Spent pretty much the whole day of playing episode 1 of Life is Strange,
Before the Storm. How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Oh, I love it.
In usual Life is Strange fashion, the first episode is primarily set up, but then they give you that nugget right at the end.
That nugget right at the end? That huge tornado monster creature?
Something else is happening.
Yeah. Did they take out time travel?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
They said, because it's a prequel focused on Chloe, the best friend of Max, who does not have time travel power, that it would not have made sense for there to be time travel.
Well, that's not just a
present.
Gameplay thing?
What do you mean?
She actually has time travel power?
Max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a gameplay mechanic.
Oh, no, that's the whole part of the game is you learn that, you know, she's discovered
I guess she is actively making comments about it as a character.
Yeah.
Because it's, okay, when you answer the question in the class the first, and then you go back and
she just realizes, for whatever reason, all of a sudden in class that she has this ability.
In the art class with the cool photography teacher.
Yep.
And the really, really bitchy other chick.
Yep.
Whose name I can't remember.
Victoria.
Can you kill her? Can you throw her in the tornado?
I will not tell you that.
Oh, I want to throw her in the tornado. That'd be cool. Well, I guess the tornado would destroy the whole town.
I'm super excited for you to get to the end of... It's either episode 3 or episode 4. I mean, first of all, there's so much that you don't know about what happens in Life is Strange.
Your stinking dad to watch more Game of Thrones. He's stuck
on
40 minutes into episode 8. Like, he's right there, dude. And I need it to happen. You know what? I'm going to text him.
Okay. So, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I am excited to see what comes. because it's the story that you hear very vaguely about. I mean, very obscure references made to in the regular Life is Strange about Rachel Amber, who's the missing girl, which you've already learned. This isn't a spoiler for...
Right.
It's part of the...
She's the girl
Rachel
that's
Amber's
missing.
Gone missing, and she's been missing for like over a year and a half. And
in Before the Storm?
No, in...
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In yep. Life is Strange, the original. Because you see the posters all over.
And that's her best friend.
And that's who Chloe's best friend was until she went missing. Chloe went to Blackwell Academy, where Max goes, and was expelled, and now goes to a different school. But in Before the Storm, she's still at Blackwell Academy, and Rachel Amber's still there. So this is the story of their relationship and how she ends up going missing.
Oh, do you play as the best friend, or do you still play as Max? Who's your
Max is
character?
Not in this. Because she's not there. She's in
Seattle. She's not in Blackwell.
The whole premise of Life is Strange, the original, is that she just came back. And on her, like, on her...
Which is why she sees...
After a month or two of being there, she runs into, in the parking lot...
The chick that smokes weed and has a really uptight dad.
Yes, Chloe.
That's Chloe.
Yeah.
That's
who is the main character.
That's the really cool one that you end up having cool lesbian sex with, yes?
In the original Life is Strange?
Yeah, don't they have they're like cool lesbian nothing?
Nope.
No. Okay. Okay.
Nope.
I must have read that somewhere. Are there lesbian undertones?
There are some questionable moments, but they don't ever
Can I put my lips on the lips of said Chloe?
In my playthrough and the other three that I have seen.
Can I give her a smooch?
There is never a time where those go anywhere beyond a possibility of a platonic friend engagement.
Dude, I tell you what, man, that's why I love modern times, is there's so many narrative cool things you can do where it's like, yeah, we're friends, and then it's like, oh my god, and then it's like, yeah, and then you just get there. It's yeah, but yeah, oh, ooh, oh, you watched that too, didn't you?
The Last of Us.
Yeah, but Left Behind, the other expansion to it.
No.
Oh, you should watch that. You ever need a you ever need a good cry? You go ahead and watch Left Behind. It's a good time. It's not. It's an awful time. It's a really terrible.
Any release
time.
Date for The Last of Us?
Last of Us 2? No. Yeah. I would assume we probably get a release date at PlayStation Experience at the end of the year, though. Or at least confirm it for 2018.
Lame!
I'd go... Not March. Yeah, it's fall or winter. Yeah.
So I'm super ready for Episode 2, which of course won't be out.
Which
for
comes out in November, though, right?
Yeah. So well, supposedly. You know, it's not been confirmed, but yes. If they follow the same release schedule,
and they're not going to get screwed by the SAG-AFTRA thing because they replaced everybody anyway.
They replaced the people that were part of the union, and the only significant one that was replaced was Chloe, who's the main character.
Yeah, but the voice actor's still on the project.
The voice actor is still a senior producer, so she's just not doing the voice.
So they pretty much were like, you sit here and you yell how you would say the lines to this girl.
And then she'll mimic
them. And then she'll say the
it's
lines.
It's pretty good, though. Like, if I hadn't known and I wasn't paying attention for it, I don't think you'd tell.
You don't think you would be
able
to tell.
They did a good job matching.
I need to play Life is Strange. It sounds like it's a really good one, and I love Telltale. So yeah.
You make it through episode two or three, and you'll be like, oh my god, there's so much happening.
It's time to just
go. There's so many crazy things going on.
See, but Destiny 2 is... Because
it seems really tame in the first episode.
Yeah,
it really
was.
Like, she can rewind time, and like, yeah, she stops her best friend from getting killed, but...
And then at the end of episode three, is that a tear in the universe? And then it's just all. And then it's just all. Oh, yeah.
Oh no, you
from
get
there.
You get some super good like we're not even in this universe.
Yeah.
Moments.
Oh, I bet it's
where
it
you're
like
in this weird dream state.
Oh, love
broken time fabric. And
oh,
it's like,
good
oh,
times.
Yeah.
Good times really are here cool. again.
So I'm curious to see if it can match Life is Strange Before the Storm, the prequel. If it can match the same level of like, oh my gosh, there's so much. Who knew? This little town has so many
secrets. Yeah, because I bet. Because, I mean, if that chick went missing, and don't tell me if you find her in Life is Strange, because I don't know. But
right.
If,
yeah, that's why I'm trying not to say anything.
Yeah,
because
if you find her, then my whole theory blows up. But if they put that nugget in there just for nothing, or she, like, comes out of some alternate dimension weird space, like, that's how it's going to end. She's going to be like, oh, God! Is that a tear in the universe? And she falls in. And then that's she just lives in alternate universe land. And that's all of episode three, is just her wandering through Demon Town and gaining powers.
It is not that.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
I went, you know, I kind of went hard with Terra in the Universe, But
you find out in the original Life is Strange what happens
to her.
To her.
Gotcha.
So the whole time you're playing,
which
the prequel,
I would assume, because
you already know.
You already know that things aren't going to go well.
Right. You already
in
know
in some
happens.
Way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't think that's a spoiler. Going missing is not a good thing to do, just in general, because that means you're not at your house, not eating food and stuff. Alex, did you see all the meat I got? You should look in the fridge and freezer and look at all the meat I have.
It brought your meat.
And look at my meat.
Well, at
look at, no, wait. Freezer. Meat. So much meat. We're going to have crockpot meals for the rest of our lives. It's going to be a good time.
Did you notice that there were...
Oh, does it still have the gross...
Two fillets in there.
I know.
So
I'm
a cook. Alex.
I don't know about all that, because they're bacon wrap fillets and they look yummy. That's my wallet.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to eat one tonight. Nah, well, probably not.
Oh, okay.
I already ate too many calories today.
Well, at True Chat, there's nothing more important to us than upholding our mission. True Chat will be the mortal enemy of speculation, innuendo, and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics@truechat.org. Again, that's ethics, TRUECHAT.org.
Yeah, we haven't made fun of Camden for his broken glasses yet, which I'm shocked you did not.
Well, actually, see, they're straighter now. That,
I know.
Now
that like, I have more control of now them that now that broken. This one is gone. So they stay straight, which looks better, but now I don't have a left ear holder.
It's a new,
well, I have it in my
style.
Car. I just, all the screws
you should
came out.
You should just like cut and break off the one that doesn't have a support to it so that you have a monocle.
Ooh,
oh, that'd
there
be the
you
best.
Go. Wait, so it's just...
Just one.
Just, oh, so you
just
want
one
here?
Lens.
You
yes,
want this?
Right
okay,
there.
Okay, gotcha.
A monocle.
That would feel awful. That would not feel good at all.
New style.
Not being able to see half
I
the time.
Can just close your left eye.
I've got Kill Bill, by the way, so don't worry about it.
Yeah?
Weekly screen today. Kill Bill. I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, so you got to play Life is Strange.
That is?
We've been waiting.
I actually think you may have spoiled part of Kill Bill for me.
Also binged.
That someone loses an eye.
Through
I don't think
yesterday
I
and today.
Huh? What?
Turn, Washington Spies. The AMC
oh, no
original.
Kidding? Okay, I heard that was pretty good.
It's you'll like it.
Yeah.
You should watch it.
I need to...
super good.
I need to finish Rebels, because I got to get through the second season arc, which ends with Fall the Apprentice and the Ahsoka Darth Vader fight, because that's going to be a good time. It's going to be a real good time. Yeah, Twilight of the Apprentice, I think is what it's called. Yeah, good times are here again. And then after that, I'm going to finish season three of that show, but those are only half an hour, so I speed right through that one.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. And then I don't think I have anything else to watch besides for my CW superhero shows, which I'm holding off.
So what's our time frame looking like here on Life is Strange?
When I'm going to play it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no time frame for you. Destiny 2 comes out tomorrow, brother. That's my life for the next probably month and a half.
Yeah?
I swear to God.
I didn't know you liked Destiny that much.
Yeah. I got way in after they fixed the first one. Like about a year and a half into the first one, they made it into a game that you could actually play. And then I got in. Then I got in really hard.
Is Alex as hyped for Destiny?
No, I don't even think he's getting it day one.
Hates Destiny. Yeah. All right,
Ben's not even getting it day one, and that's his crack cocaine. I know. He doesn't have the casharino, I don't think.
Oh. Well, that's different than choosing not to.
Yeah, he spent his money on a commander deck. He got dragons, so which that means nothing to anyone except for me.
That's correct.
And you. I don't know if you know what's in the dragon's magic deck. Regardless, he got a pre-con that costs about $30.
Okay.
And then
I'm glad
Snakes,
I learned that,
which was another $10.
Which
bucks.
I will forget now.
Yeah.
Oh, got to watch The Good Place, too. We're waiting
on
you to do that.
Good Place is...
That one's quick.
Yeah,
because
it's half an hour, too.
You could watch that in a day, no problem, first season.
I'm telling
like
you,
man, even
Destiny
yourself.
2 is going to be my life for the next month and a half.
You're super hyped.
I'm not going to stop. I
is this one supposed to have more of a story?
Yes.
Or is it going to be lame?
It's probably going to be lame, but it's going to have more of a story.
And you're hyped
I'm
for
not,
it.
No. Yeah. I.
Well, yeah. No. It doesn't.
I'm not here for the story. I'm not.
It just needs a story, and then it will have more of a story.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Nobody plays Destiny for the story. Nobody that's really into Destiny plays it. For
I
the
did
story.
Like a trial version of it, like just 6 months ago or something. The original, like the Destiny Complete Collection thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Well, and I got to like the part where you really start playing after like the quote unquote opening sequence, And I was like, what is happening? Like, why am I here? What is going on? I have no idea. Other than there's these like people that I have to go talk to for I don't know why.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. I'm like, great.
I mean, you've never played an MMO though, because that's how those work. I mean, it goes with you are either spawned alive in this place after you create your character, or you go through a mission and then you're in a town, and then you talk to people and do their quests for them. That's just how the game works. That's just how most MMOs work.
But MMO, this one has a story.
RPGs.
So is this one more?
Yes, it apparently has a story.
Full RPG.
No, I wouldn't say full RPG. No. Yeah, it's a loot shooter, which is a whole other subset that kind of Destiny
created.
No
one knows what that means.
It means you shoot things and then you pick up loot. That's what loot shooter means. It's literally the most literal that you could ever take it.
Great.
That's how the game plays. And the loot is random. So you complete things, then you get random loot, and then you power up your player. Yeah.
So how will you decide when you are done playing this?
You don't. It's kind of an infinite experience as long as you don't have pieces of equipment, which there are lots of.
Great.
And they add more as the game continues, which is why I said it's going to be my life for the next month and a half.
Interesting. Any plans for this week? Before we get
Destiny.
Out of here?
Destiny 2. Okay. is my plan
other than
for
that,
this week.
Is there any other plans?
Gonna
cook your
I'm
going to
watch
the
a football
pot.
Game. Tonight, probably, while I upload these shows.
Alex will be super psyched about
Alex will be super psyched. I don't know. Alex probably has tomorrow off, so we may go out and do something. Nope, not tomorrow off. All right, so Alex is going to be here depressed all day. I'm going to try and talk Alex this week into... We can't have cats here, can we? I want to move apartments and get a cat. Ben has two cats. And I love his cats.
I vote
Ben
yes.
has two cats. Did you I know Ben yes. has two cats? Yeah, Ben has two cats. They're named Luna and Solana, and they're really cute.
I thought Alex and Ben were friends.
Alex and Ben are family members. And Alex...
I feel like that's something you know about people, that they have two cats.
Nah, he kind of just got them recently. They were 2 weeks ago. They were a spur-of-the-moment decision by the friend.
Okay,
that
well, you left that out.
Well, okay.
You mentioned it last week. You're like, yeah, he's got two cats. You didn't mention that he just got them like 2 weeks ago.
He just got two cats 2 weeks ago. Yeah, sorry.
That would be relevant.
Yeah, they're two little kittens. Yeah. They're probably about 9 months. They're adorable.
Where are you going to move to?
Don't know. Haven't decided.
Say west side of Cincinnati?
Well, I mean, I'm probably. Unless Alex quits his job. Which could happen. According to what Alex just told me with his eyes. Which was help me.
Yeah.
Please remove me from my torment.
The east side of Cincinnati.
I don't know. There's not a lot of work opportunities in the east side. I kind of want to, you know, apply to all
how
the
far east you go.
Apply to all the stations There's and my jobs and see side. And see where that's taken me, and then we may look.
Got to look
way.
At Kentucky too.
I know
cost of living drops.
Yeah, it really does.
But
cost of everything else.
With the price of the cost of living dropping, also comes the price of the area you live in. So
yeah,
I mean, if you stay right on the other side of the river, it's fine. But if you go more than like half a mile. It's like crazy. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In Kentucky? Why is it way too much? Wow. Why? Oh, geez. That's a lot.
Which is great if you have a bad car. Not great if you have a good car.
Hey. Look at you.
That's true. It might
mine's a 2007, and it's going to be over 150, so 150K miles. But
yeah, that's probably. Yeah, you guys probably. You'd probably benefit. Maybe.
We'll have to see.
Have to run.
I want to do more research this time, though, if we're going to move. Like, this isn't a thing that happens in 3 weeks. I mean, this will be a thing that happens at the end of the year, probably.
Yeah.
If we...
Aren't you guys on, like,
we sped. We're doing it. We went to this apartment and then a really crappy apartment somewhere. Where was that even? I don't even remember where that crappy apartment... We went through it, and I believe me and you looked at each other and were like, this is a no. and we left about as quickly as we got there.
We are not going to live here.
Yeah. I think it was about, like, 15 minutes north of Cincinnati, too, wasn't it? Like, it wasn't as close to town as this one is.
Mm.
Which, this apartment's great for what it's worth. West side of Cincinnati is awesome because we got the Crozet right there. We got the liquor store if we need that. Like, we got all of our essentials as 22-year-old failures to really live a good life.
Was not the wording that I was going to use, but I was going to say it's a good dude bro hangout
area. Yeah, it's a dude bro hangout area.
Convenient location to downtown while also being affordable with liquor nearby. So,
yep. Dude bro.
What is there to complain
about? And really good restaurants. Like, I'm really surprised at how many great restaurants west side of Cincinnati has. Like, honest to God, I'm also probably dropping Cincinnati Bell this week, regardless of if we move or not. So I'm going to drop my cable and then not buy any cable, pay $40 for internet, and then walk to the bar every time I want to watch a football game. Like, literally just waltz myself over to that, get drunky pants, and then waltz myself back.
Yep.
It's a play. I'm telling you. We got the setup here for the next, like, 3 months until we blow it all up again.
This is the third time, because I got a notice from Cincinnati Bell, and they're like, oh, your bill is increasing next month because your promotional balance is over because it's been a year. And they're like, it's going to now be, like, $140 for your bill.
Ours is,
and I called them and I said, I just got a postcard from Spectrum that says I can have internet for $40 plus, you know, taxes and associated fees. Because I was paying like $66 and I had like a full cable lineup and internet stuff.
Yeah, we've been paying $90 and ours just went up
to $120. And they're like, nah, well, we can probably make it less, but we probably can't make it that. And I'm like, well, then I'm leaving. And then, like, after being on hold for 15 minutes, the manager came on and was like, yeah, we'll definitely honor your promotional pricing for another year. I was like, duh, great, thanks, love it.
Yeah, but we're totally leaving. Yeah, we're totally leaving tomorrow.
We could choose between you paying us and not paying us. We'll choose pay us. So my bill is going up by 13 cents. And I get twice the internet speed. And I get to keep the same cable package, which I don't use. So
why not just go to, because it's a hassle to get it all replaced?
Right. Also, because if I don't have cable, it's more expensive, which is just... It doesn't make any sense.
It's ridiculous.
But somehow that's how life works. So.
It's so they package it with you. Regardless, yeah. Cincinnati Bell, even if I could get them down to 66, it's still not worth it because the internet is just... Like, sometimes it's great, and then other times it's just garbage. Like, there's no in-between. We never just have... 0.2 megabits per second was our down. Yeah, that wasn't even our up. That was our down.
I reliably...
And so I couldn't even have Alex on the show.
Because we have Phi Optics in downtown. We're part of their Phi Optics network. Yeah.
Look at it. Look at it.
Well, I know.
Look at it back there.
I know it says that, but
that's BS.
Well,
it's all lies.
They changed the name of like the actual name of the company to Cincinnati Bell Phi Optics because it's something like 80% of their network is now Phi Optics, but the outer reaches of it are not. Like
Which
where we
would
were
be
at
us.
Our old office location was not. Even though it was covered by Cincinnati Bell, it was not part of the upgrade.
It was covered by Phi Optics. Yeah.
Because they spent, like, it was crazy, like $50 million or something upgrading their network to Phi Optics.
Yeah, well, it didn't reach out here because their network out here sucks.
Yeah. But you should look at where you move, see if they've got it. Because
where
I reliably can count on 30 down and at least 10 up.
We can guarantee like 5 down.
Yeah. Which means we're going to get 100 down for $45.
Yeah.
Is
well,
the plan.
Yeah. I wish you luck in getting that.
No. If we get a consistent 50 down for $45, that's way more worth than what we have now, which is $120 for me to watch a football game maybe and have 5 meg internet.
Great.
Yeah.
Love
it. It's pretty great. It's way worth it. Yeah, by the way, you're paying more for internet this month. Congratulations. Have a wonderful time. That's why I'm switching. I didn't realize we'd already been here for a year, so they bumped us up.
Yeah. Promotional balance is over.
That's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Cut the cord, kids. Or mom.
But that's they make it so hard to do that because you almost can't get a good deal without it.
Well, what do you mean? Oh, without the cable?
Yeah.
Not if we go with Spectrum, we don't.
I know. You can pay.
That's why we're going.
I think it's 40.
I'll probably call Cincinnati Bell first, tell them I'm leaving. Yeah. And then see what deal they'll give me. Cause that's probably the play. Call Cincinnati
that's
Bell
what
first.
I did, yeah, I mean, then, I at least see. Because if they say no, then okay, fine. You know, whatever, dude.
Dude.
We'll see you
cause,
later.
Because it may... Because if we're going to move... See, and this is all table talk that we have to have afterwards. Because it depends on how quick we move if it saves us money. Because we'll be down internet for like a couple days, I'd say. But if I can get them to bump our current 120 that we already owe down to 60, that'll save us 60 on the back end. And then if we move within 3 months, it may work out better. But our internet
still
sucks.
They'll move you for free.
Huh? The Cincinnati Bell?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, because Spectrum will charge you $100 install. I did find that out.
They will?
Yep. $99 install.
Yeah, see, because then we'll only end up saving $20 if I can get them
probably,
down to their lowest.
They will also charge you $9 for the modem. So you'll pay $50 a month for just internet, plus taxes and fees. You're looking at probably $55, approximately.
So we won't even save any money. I'm just going to call them if they take us down. Yeah, shut up.
And $29.99 for each service.
Yeah, shut
And then
your
you
mouth.
Can pay more than what you pay.
Yeah, Spectrum sucks. They all suck. I hate them all. We should just be able to get internet from the skies above, and satellite should just beam it to you. That's what should happen. It should all
be
free.
I mean, you could do that, but then you have data caps.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So, anyway.
Super lame.
That's
yeah, remember when we did that for like 2 seconds for True Chat?
God, HughesNet's terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, it was great for like the first day, and then like, dude, your
remember,
data's out.
You
we
remember
didn't tell
when
you that
we
you
almost
had.
Paid like $1,000 to Verizon because we went over our data, data cap
and they're
on
just
our
like,
Wi-Fi?
We're just not going to tell you that you're using data.
Yeah.
Like constantly. And we're just like, going to tack on whatever it is, something absurd, like $50 per gigabyte over your data limit.
And we were like, probably 80 gigs over.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, here's your $800 bill for internet. We're like, oh my God.
And we were like, no. I think it was 4,000.
That was on tour. Oh, we were all good till we started streaming. We're just like, oh, this speed's great. We're just going to stream stuff. And it was like, no.
No, shouldn't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and that was the end of that. Did we ever end up paying that bill? Or did we just
You called them and got them to drop it by like 80%. So we only ended up having to pay like $200 or $300. Yeah.
What a dude. Hey, there's no warning, man. They were like, oh, that's too bad. You still get speeding tickets even if you don't know the speed limit. And I was like, oh, man.
Right.
But how about if I give you 20% of a speeding ticket? And I'm like, I'll take it. that's a deal
we'll
I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's about all I got. I figured out that True Chat was getting double charged for a service.
Don't double charge me for that.
Like a year.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
Yeah, I know.
That's what we need you for this.
Well, I called him and I got our money back.
For all of it?
For the double charge.
Let's go.
Yeah, well, no, for like 8 months.
Oh.
Because they have some rule about, like, it's company policy, apparently, that they can't go back past the start of the year.
Oh, it's company policy, so they double charge everyone, and then they're like, well, at least we got 4 double charges out of them.
Yeah, so it was only like $30 or something. But hey. $30.
$30. $30 is $30.
So, you know.
And that's $30 that thievering business doesn't have.
That is correct. So.
You ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right.
As always, can't thank you enough for tuning in to True Chat. Don't forget, you can join the conversation on our app or website, which Camden knows because he always joins the conversation. And if you already listen.
I am the conversation. What do you mean?
Oh. And if you already listen to podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, or some other lame platform, you can subscribe to our shows there. We're just as lame. The True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati. I'm Justin T. Love.
I'm Cam Pierce.
Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The True Chat Show.